Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
We will continue the reading from verse 93. O Devi, when will you affectionately give me the remnants of your chewed betel from your mouth into mine, looking all around to check if anybody sees it?
This is very private thing. Something somebody gives from mouth to mouth is a very private thing. So I will check this, nobody is looking there. She check, somebody is looking or not, then she gives. It's a very personal, when it becomes very personal, then they give like this.
Intimate.
Without intimacy, not powerful.
And only manjaris.
And the manjaris are very intimate, so they are only powerful. Means manjari, how will come this type of intimacy will come? They are only looking through Radhika, no other. We are looking individual person, human body.
Yes.
And the manjaris are looking only Radhika.
No.
So Radhika looking one-pointed is intimacy.
Both during visions and after their disappearance, Sri Raghunath's heart remains filled with an unbroken desire to attain the nectarian service of Sri Radha.
You see, in the vision, in my spiritual body, I feel this. And in the not vision, means material body, also I have to feel this.
Both. During visions?
Means I'm in a spiritual body. I feel this.
And after,
when I come in material body, that vision should be on. It's not I close it. Like I sit 10 minutes for puja, or DT cleaning, or doing some changing clothes. That is my puja work, and other time I have nothing to do. Yes, both times. Outside also you have to think like this. You do anything but thinking that I am doing for somni. That is the closeness, intimacy. How this happened? One mother is very intimate to his son, a daughter. Both time he is taking care, when he is a close or he is afar, always mind is there or not. So this is intimacy. Both circumstances, you are with me.
Both during visions and after their disappearance, Sri Ramana's heart.
Disappearance means I am coming in bodily consciousness. It disappears what I am looking divine. But after that, what happened?
After their disappearance, Sri Raghunath's heart remains filled with an unbroken desire to attain the nectarian service of Sri Radha. Unbroken.
This is devotion.
Gaudiya Vaishnava aspirants should do bhajan while keeping this aspiration alive.
This is Gaudiya Vaishnava. Great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this understanding, you know, understand the beauty and mercy what he gives to us. When this condition comes in the life, then we start living. If I am there, I am there. But I am not there with you, also I am there with you. And this is Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is the Chaitanya teaching. Is it divine or not? Is it religious? And this is the spirituality, this is the divine spiritual way. Always you are never disconnected. Do anything, what is the problem? For whom I am doing, that is the subject. I am doing for myself, then karma mishra, karma bhakti, karma.
Karma yoga.
Mishra bhakti. Jnana mishra, because of the knowledge I am doing, is because of the jnana mishra bhakti. And this is prem mishra bhakti. By love is happening in my life. What I can do? I am so connected, I cannot forget. Renouncement is not a spiritual life. Attachment is a spiritual life. Sorry to say, everybody say renouncement. What to renounce? Renouncement of the thing what is not bringing to the goal. Myself, independency, of my sense enjoyment, my ego enjoyment, this is to renounce. My false ego I am living, that to renounce. My ignorance has to renounce.
For example, when I go to work, when I sit in the train, I should think, Radharani, I do this for you when I come to work.
Your body is moving.
Yes.
Body is moving for the service. You're going for the service. For what? Why you are going for service? If you serve, you get money. If you enjoy for that money for yourself, is your karma. And you use also for positive thing in your life, then you are not doing for yourself. You have to maintain yourself, you have to maintain your standard, your car. This is not your car. This is not your house. This is not your children. How you think that these children are mine? This is all a gift in my life. As per my old karma, I got this gift.
This is like mental meditation I can do.
100%.
But this is when it becomes a feeling, you know, completely. Because when it's just mental, it's also dry. It should be like completely feeling true and true.
Like
how is this possible?
Mental. He has some rules made. Somebody mentally think to make or not. Then you go to the architect to make this design. The architect make the design, you have a map only, mentally. This is a map. And when you work for this mental thing, then it rooms come to you or not. So this mental practice will make you truth, bring you to the truth. Without mental planning, how you can do? And this planning is not your planning, because you are not doing for yourself, to your living. These are for all service. When something is in the service, it's not, you are not doing for yourself, is no karma. Niskam karma. I do for myself is a sakam karma, and one is niskam, is not for myself. I do in the service mode. She helped in her life to help the people who is in suffering by health-wise, and she is doing the service to the come in the good health. And they start doing, they feel good health. It's a service. Niskam karma. And for that, if the Radharani give mercy, some money is coming, because of my service. And who is giving money? No, my effort is this. This mercy is coming to me. Her thing, I have to save nicely, not misuse that. Then she has a child, she has a house, she has a car, she has to maintain or not? Because this is given by Radhika, so she has to maintain. This is the temple of Radha Mohan. They maintain or not? They have to maintain. They have to pay the tax. They have to pay the electricity bill. Everything they have to do. They have to balance the economy. They have to earn also money to pay the things, to develop the thing. And no pressure to anyone. Nobody said donation, give donation to me. Everything is positive, working by the mercy. Nobody affording much, but all coming by mercy. Kirtan is going on and on. I tried 10 years to do 2 hours Kirtan. Sometimes they run away, or sometimes I have no money to pay them. Stop. And now 12 hours Kirtan going on with smooth and nice Kirtaniyas are there. It going on from so many years. It's the mercy of Radharani. My no efforts. Many places doctor is sitting and giving medicine, no much benefit they get. But here, who comes to the treatment and this doctor is giving any medicine, it becomes very good relief. He's a Radha Mohan. He gives mercy and all disease, they come more and more. VIP people are coming of Vrindavan, VIP. chairman mother coming, sometime other coming, like a VIP of the all temple, Vrindavan people. Because no, he is not available any place in Mugher Mandir. So these are the must. When you believe that you are doer, you are the boss, I am your servant. What you say, I do for you. What is the problem to only to imagine this? It will become truth. Like she went to Jaipur. She want to do some business. Why this idea come to your mind? Radharani is giving idea that you can live nice life there in Italy. You can bring more time for Vrindavan. Why you think that this is my idea come? How many idea come and you become success in your life? You believe this. This belief can change your life.
Like this Gurudev, because usually I'm in controlling mood, like I need to plan. But this time I come to Jaipur, I said, I don't control what you send me, I try. So you send me rickshaw, I go with this rickshaw. He brings me to this place, I go to this place.
This is like a, you become like an instrument. When I am a doer, then I do some 10%. When you become instrument, he is the doer, it works more. You cannot imagine this. Five years before, one day I am thinking, I have no car in this ashram. If some second-hand car come to me, then I can go some places. Evening time, one person bring one car and he give me white Maruti, you know. Evening time, I say, my God, if I thinking for small car, and you see so many cars over here, all the temple car, all that here. Yeah. So many car backside, they don't know who will drive this. Three car is here, two car is in Delhi. Gopinath car and Prashant Bhaiya come and go. How many cars they will drive, I don't know. This is the mercy. You do little, you get more. And the material life you do maximum, you do zero. I was 50 years old. I calculate what I do. And I gain in my life and what I lose in my life. I say only I lose in my life. I have to pay bank 10 lakhs rupees. I have to do this. I have to do this. I said, my God, what I do, why, what I success in my life? Nothing. Only I have a debt. And when I renounce one day that what I have a debt, they write that I will give you relief, you pay 1 lakh rupees and I will relieve you from 9 lakhs. I was here and they sent me the letter. You give this money in this date, in this, and it's relief. They relief. All become settled down. Now I check any problem, any place? No. Nothing is a problem. All is going because you took the shelter of Radhika. where the problem can stay there. You practice 1 year and feel it, it's a realization thing. If you realize this, get it in your life. More success, more thing will come. So when you are together, you feel this in your spiritual form. When you are in material form, also meditate that she is doing everything. Why to bother?
No, Gurudev, what I was feeling is that material life, in one way or another, should not disturb you. So you have two ways. Or to go to this renouncement way, like cut all material activities in the mountains, or balance, like you say. But in both ways...
I don't like to go in the mountain.
But this is also the way for some people.
Are my dear, I see many mountain people. They go to the mountain and they married after next day and they make the family. How you will live alone in the mountain? 1 day, 2 days, 5 years, 2 years after? You also need someone to talk and cheer you. I see, I know. Don't bother. I don't want to give the where to see, but you can see. Renouncement is no renouncement without attachment. Your real attachment makes you to renounce, like I give you. One lady has a 5 boyfriend, 5 floating with a 5 person, and no friends. Friends. But when she got 1 boyfriend, she renounced 4 because of the attachment. Everybody in life, you can imagine that. You can be a many friend, but the moment you become attached one point, you renounce other. The attachment makes you to renounce. When I am coming to Vrindavan, I am traveling more than you every temple whole day. You are not traveling like that. Some days when I start my life in Vrindavan, I am not staying here, only darshan and go out. And whole day I am traveling outside, listening Harikatha and that. Because I have no attachment here. When I make my attachment, I stop going outside. Attachment make you to renounce. Renouncement is no renouncement. You will again attach with some place. Maybe you will attach with the forest. You will attach with the tree. You will attach with the birds. But one day you have to attach to renounce others. Is all false renouncement. Honest, I feel. Renouncement with my bad behavior. I was meat eating, maybe. I was alcohol drinking. That to renounce, because this is not helping to the going in his spiritual life. If I will keep this, I cannot do this. My spiritual mind will not grow. My divine eyes will not come to me. So for that I renounce. And decision you have to take for that. If I say to do that, you will not do. Right or not? You say, yes, I am doing. but next day you can do it. But when you will decide, I will do this, you will do it. And when you will decide, when something you will see there. That way, we make one program in mind, that I have to move like this, like a plan. And when we will practice, again you will see something is coming up, practical. To see from the material vision, spiritual vision. This practice of belief, what you say the word? Imagination.
Mental practice.
Mental imagination become real. When Subal come, he imagined like this, and he today is a reality is coming. In 3 months. So some time it takes to imagination to become reality. This is the period we have to tolerate to work for that to make reality. How much you will give time in your imagination to develop reality, this time is necessary. If we imagine we no work for that, then it will not come to the reality. Go on.
So, Gaudiya Vaishnava's aspirants should do bhajan while keeping this aspiration alive.
This is the aspiration to alive. What imagination? What is that? Read again.
Gaudiya Vaishnava should do
first paragraph.
Both during visions and after their disappearance, Sri Raghunath's heart remains filled with an unbroken desire to attain the nectarian service of Sri Radha.
You are here or you go out from here. Both circumstances, you have to practice to keep that. In your spiritual identification or material identification. Because in material identification, you have to more serious practice is there, then it will happen. If not, then you will forget. So we come to Vrindavan to practice that many influence come to me, but I no forget my goal. Of this meditation. Clear?
The desires on person's mind will ultimately come out in the form of acts in the field of action in the same form and nature as it was cherished by the mind. Similarly,
very important.
Yes.
Explain this.
Yes, but just the second sentence also. Similarly, the picture of the transcendental desires that an aspirant devotee has on his mind will be drawn on the slate of his heart by Yoga Maya.
Explain this.
Guru, did you already
explain? No, read.
The desires on a person's mind will ultimately come out in the form of acts, in the field of action, in the same form and nature as it was cherished by the mind. Similarly, the picture of the transcendental desires that aspirant devotee has on his mind will be drawn on the slate of his heart by Yoga Maya. Shripad Sanatana Goswami writes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, "Those who give up all other spiritual practices and goals and desire,
give all spiritual practices
and desire only the supreme goal of Sri Radha's service, always chant her name in Sankirtan and automatically attain their desired perfection." I read again, Guruji. "Those who give up all other spiritual practices and goals."
Spiritual and religious, and all you have to leave it. Nobody will understand what you are doing. It's a very personal.
This is written by Shripad Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. "Those who give up all other spiritual practices and goals and desire only the supreme goal of Sri Radha's service, always chant her name in Sankirtan and automatically attain their desired perfection."
They are the real perfect person.
"Those who simply think, 'I'm Radha's maidservant,' and consider this attainment to be the perfection of everything, will automatically attain a result which is beyond fancy." "Those who simply think, 'I'm Radha's maidservant,' and consider this attainment to be the perfection of everything, will automatically attain result which is beyond fancy. The practice needed to attain that extraordinary result is the loving congregational chanting of the holy name of Rasa Rasika Shri Krishna, the relisher of the Rasa dance. Nama Sankirtan is the best means to attain this perfection, for it's full of flavor and full of bliss. Even in the material world, it is seen that when one discusses the qualities of a certain great person, that person may be pleased, but he will not respond. But when one calls him by name, whether it is in praise or in blasphemy, he will immediately respond, even though he may be far away." The best way to attain Srimad Mahaprabhu's greatest gift of Radha Dasya is the sweet practice of Nama Sankirtan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, joyfully the Lord said, "Listen, O Svarupa and Ramananda Roy, in the age of Kali, Nama Sankirtan is the best way to salvation." Swamini thinks to herself, "Tulasi is doing nice service. I must reward her. But what if Lalita and my other girlfriends would see it? Oh, I would die of shame." So she looks in all four directions before she pushes her chewed betel nuts from her mouth into Tulasi's mouth in an unseen way, while Tulasi hangs the necklace back on her neck. In this way, she gives her dear Tulasi just reward for her loving service. It is the same betel leaf that Shyam Sundar pushed into her mouth while he enjoyed with her, and Swamini knows how much Tulasi cherished that. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila 16, I cannot describe the value and the complete pride of the betel leaves Krishna eats. Whatever he spits out is called the essence of nectar, and he uses the gopis' mouths as spittoons.
Why do you spit?
Yes.
In this, betel leaves lie the savor of their lip nectar. This lip nectar of Krishna is most precious, and the life of anyone who obtains it is successful. Where can this lip nectar be relished to the utmost? Love is required for experiencing the sweetness of Krishna's sounds, touch, and flavors. Love is required for experiencing the sweetness of Krishna's sounds, touch, and flavors. Srila Jiva Goswami says, Krishna's sweetness is only relishable through pure love. But not everyone tastes in the same way. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it's written, my sweetness is ever fresh, and each devotee relishes it according to the amount of his own love. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti writes in his commentary on this verse, it is not the presence of some object that makes it relishable, but the power that the senses may have for taking it. We can also judge whether there is a power in the senses to take the object when we see them taking them. In the same way, we cannot say that everyone will be able to take, appreciate, or relish the sweetness of the Lord. Although it may be right before their eyes, only love is the cause for relishing the Lord's sweetness. Without love, nothing of the Lord's sweetness can be relished. And again, the sweetness can be relished according to the amount of love we feel for the Lord. We can know whether a person loves God or not, and how much he loves God, according to the amount that the person relishes the Lord's sweetness. Sri Radhika's love is unlimited, and therefore only she can relish Krishna's sweetness to the utmost. No one else but she has unlimited love, and therefore no one else but she can relish Krishna's endless sweetness to the utmost. Sri Radhika's love is unlimited. So she is able to fully taste His unlimited sweetness and the sweetness of His chewed betel leaves. Ei prima dvare nitya radhika ekali amara madhurya amrita ashvade sakali chaitanya charitamrita. Through this love, only Radhika is able to relish all of my nectarian sweetness. Swamini?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially thank you, Sri Brigadier Sahib.
Yeah.
How are you?
Very nice.
Okay, you recognize me?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, we met a couple of times.
How are you?
Fine.
Good?
Your blessings. Everything is okay.
Yes. Listen.
She's my wife, Joyce, you met.
Nice. Nice. Hello. How are you?
Swamini thinks, if I must revert to Lassi, then I should give her this most tasty delicacy. But Tulasi, being partial to Swamini, will not even relish it when it's chewed only by Krishna. It must be chewed by Sri Radhika especially. She is ever begging for Swamini's lip nectar.
Manjari never like only chew by Krishna. She only needs the reverence of Radhika. Read again.
But Tulasi, being partial to Swamini, will not even relish it when it's chewed only by Krishna. It must be chewed by Sri Radhika especially. She is ever begging for Swamini's lip nectar. Just as Sri Radhika does not accept any eatable which is not first enjoyed by Krishna, so the Manjari do not accept anything which is not first tasted by Sri Radhika.
Yeah. You try to understand Manjari.
Hence, the lip nectar of the Yugala is ever coveted by the maid servants.
First Krishna chew, then Radhika, then Manjari. Direct Krishna thing, nothing. Yeah.
Swamini, who is affectionate to her millions of maid servants, revives Tulasi with the nectar of her lotus feet and the nectar from her lips. Not only that, but she grants it to Tulasi by embracing her, kissing her, and transferring Krishna's chewed betel leaves from her mouth into Tulasi's mouth after looking in all four directions to see if nobody will notice it.
Private. Confidence.
Tulasi feels blessed by getting this reward. Shibanga Bihari, Vidya Alankara adds, sometimes Tulasi may get the chewed betel leaves before Swamini brushes her teeth after taking her meals. Then the transcendental revelation disappears.
Again?
Shibanga Bihari, Vidya Alankara adds to this before. Sometimes Tulasi may get the chewed betel leaves before Swamini brushes her teeth after taking her meal.
It's just a small adding.
Then the transcendental revelation disappears. Tulasi opens her mouth, but she doesn't get the chewed betel leaves, so she cries with a tear-filled throat. O Radhe Vinodini, O Empress of the Kunja, O Beloved of Krishna, O my Ishvari, after your erotic battle, you both chew betel leaves, and after chewing it, you look in all four directions before you push it from your own mouth into mine. O fortunate girl, please be merciful to me in so many ways. Affectionately consider me to be yours, your mind melting of affection. End of the verse 93.
This is the closeness and personal relation.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.